USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Global coronavirus cases have now exceeded 10 million. It's a major milestone in the spread of the disease that's killed nearly 500,000 people in 7 months. In Texas, Florida, and Arizona.
It's clear across the Sun Belt that there's something happening, particularly among younger Americans, and that's why we fully support Governor Abbott's decision to close bars and limit restaurants.
Vice President Mike Pence on CBS's Face the Nation. But in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo says the death toll fell to 5 on Saturday, the lowest number that New York State has recorded in more than 3 months.
This is a virus. It doesn't respond to politics. You can't tweet at it. You have to treat it.
Governor Cuomo on NBC's Meet the Press. This is USA Radio News.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any other possible disaster devastated your town. You're out of power. No lights. No news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. Now you can get a free Dynamo World Band Emergency Radio. This powerful radio lets you stay informed during any type of emergency. It doesn't even need batteries. It comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The Dynamo Emergency Radio includes the NOAA Weather Band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones or other devices. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio by going to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX. That's 877-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
Black Lives Matter protests are continuing across the country. Police in Kentucky say a suspect is in custody after the death of a 27-year-old man who was fatally shot amid protests over the killing of Breonna Taylor.
What I hear is a concern and a frustration that I have felt as a person who's been stopped by law enforcement 18 times in the last couple decades, including this year. What I hear in the protesters is enough already. Let's get to the table and get something done.
Senator Tim Scott joining CBS's Face the Nation. Kansas State football players say they will boycott all team activities until the university creates a policy that would expel any student for racist actions. The request comes after a tweet by a student mocking George Floyd's death. The House has passed a sweeping police reform bill. The legislation will end qualified immunity, which protects officers from lawsuits. It also bans chokeholds and no-knock warrants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
There's another warning to the Trump campaign about the music he plays at his campaign rallies. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Last week, it was the estate of Tom Petty that sent a cease and desist order to President Trump's campaign for using the late rocker's hit I Won't Back Down at campaign events without its permission. Now the Rolling Stones are threatening to sue President Trump for playing their songs at his rallies, including this one.
You can't always get what you want.
The Stones representative says they've been sending cease and desist letters to the Trump campaign since 2016 to no avail. In a statement on Saturday, the Stones legal team said the next time Trump plays their music at a rally, they are going to file a lawsuit. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Major League Baseball is gearing up for a potential opening day with a big-time game. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Major League Baseball is set to come back with a bang next month as Gerrit Cole could make his New York Yankees debut and a tasty opening day treat for fans facing Juan Soto and the World Series champion Washington Nationals in D.C. Major League Baseball will start a 60-game season on July 23rd or 24th. The schedule calls for clubs to play 10 games each against their four division opponents. There'll be 20 interleague games with Major League Baseball intending for East, West, and Central clubs to stay in their region to save on travel.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.